Corporate compliance teams and automated lending systems just caught a massive, unexpected break. In a dramatic mid-game pivot out of Denver, Governor Jared Polis has signed the Colorado SB 189 AI Act 2026 package into law. This sweeping piece of legislation effectively repeals and replaces the highly prescriptive Colorado Artificial Intelligence Act, CAIA, just weeks before its scheduled June 30, 2026 effective date. By stepping in to reset the state's regulatory approach, lawmakers have significantly reduced immediate operational overhead for businesses utilizing automated consumer credit scoring and real-time tax calculation engines. The enforcement curtain has officially been pushed back to January 1, 2027. The pivot to ADMT, trading peer governance for transparency, the new framework marks a fundamental philosophical U-turn by state regulators, moving away from rigid internal auditing mandates and toward a more practical, disclosure-focused reporting model. The narrower scope, the law completely discards the older, highly ambiguous focus on general, high-risk artificial intelligence systems. In its place, the state is shifting to automated decision-making technology compliance standards, which narrow the target down strictly to software that plays a meaningful role in consequential decisions, such as employment, housing, insurance, healthcare, and lending. Three major burdens erased. Corporate legal departments are celebrating the removal of the most restrictive parts of the 2024 text. The updated 2026 rules completely eliminate the vague statutory duty of care to prevent algorithmic discrimination, erase the requirement for continuous internal risk management programs, and kill off compulsory annual impact audits. The core rules that remain, businesses operating in Colorado don't get a completely free pass. They must still satisfy a clean three-pronged transparency mandate, providing clear pre-use notice to consumers at the point of interaction, delivering plain language explanations within 30 days of an adverse automated outcome, and logging an audit trail of ADMT models for a minimum of 3 years. Protecting the credit stream, safe harbors for lenders for multinational banks, financial technology platforms, and digital lending marketplaces, the law includes essential guardrails to eliminate duplicative, conflicting compliance traps. The text introduces tailored safe harbors for regulated creditors. If an automated loan system or underwriting engine is already actively satisfying the adverse action notice protocols mandated under federal frameworks, like the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA, or the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, the business is statutorily deemed compliant with Colorado's post-decision disclosure rules. Additionally, the state has added a mandatory 60-day notice and cure window, meaning the Attorney General must give companies a chance to fix unintentional data loop errors before hitting them with deceptive trade practice penalties. The compliance delta, Legacy 2024 Act versus Enforced 2026 Law Regulatory Vector, Legacy 2024 AI Framework, SB 24-205, Enforced 2026 Law, SB 26-189, Enforcement Kickoff Date June 30, 2026, Aborted Baseline, January 1, 2027, Delayed, Core Regulatory Focus, High-Risk AI Governance and Bias Audits, Automated Decision-Making Technology Compliance Impact Assessments, Mandatory Annual Third-Party Audits, Eliminated Entirely Risk Management Setup, Compulsory for All Deployers, Eliminated Entirely Enforcement Grace Window, Zero Tolerance Immediate Regulatory Discovery, Mandatory 60-Day Notice and Cure Period, Record Retention Cap, Unspecified, Vague Operational Standards, Strict Minimum 3-Year Audit Trail, Measuring the Trigger, the influence impact coefficient to ensure compliance code parses cleanly without triggering standard system rendering bugs, enterprise risk departments evaluate whether an automated tax calculation model or a credit scoring tool crosses the statutory line using a direct, linear mathematical framework. Influence impact coefficient equals calculated term variance divided by sector deviation times baseline terms to accurately break this metric down within your internal auditing workflows. Calculated term variance. The specific change in pricing, cost sharing, or interest terms imposed on a consumer by the automated algorithm. Baseline terms. The standard, traditional financing parameters offered to an identically situated consumer using classic, human-driven underwriting methods. Sector devia.